This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, September 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Getting feedback from the boss is common in the workplace, but in many companies, feedback is being replaced with feed forward.
Younger employees make up a larger percentage of the workforce today, and a number of experts, you know, with whom we spoke said that younger employees are more comfortable with gentler terms like feed forward.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Alexandra Bruel after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Is feedback now too harsh? More companies are opting for a gentler term, feed forward. Wall Street Journal reporter Alexandra Bruel joins me. So, Alexandra, first of all, what's the difference between feedback and feed forward?
The concept is not so different. The idea is that feed forward gives people less anxiety. It's a little bit gentler. When people hear feedback, they think immediately, what have I done wrong? What are the bad things my boss is going to tell me to fix?
Who's behind the effort to rename it and what brought it about?
A number of career coaches and HR professionals online have claimed to have pioneered, you know, the concept and introduced the word to the world. That is still a mystery. One thing that we heard over and over was that during COVID, you know, employees weren't having regular review sessions. Everything was virtual. After the pandemic, when more people came back to work, companies sort of changed their approach to HR and management. They rethought the review process and really decided that it was important to make the entire process more productive and effective. And another reason that we're hearing feed forward, you know, at these companies over and over is employees are younger. Younger employees make up a larger percentage of the workforce today. And a number of experts with whom we spoke said that younger employees are, you know, more comfortable with gentler terms like feed forward.
Now, just to be clear, are we talking about just a renaming of what we've come to know as feedback, or do these efforts include changing the actual tone and nature of feedback type conversations?
It depends on the company introducing the term and revamping its review process. Some argue that just replacing the word with feed forward, or at Microsoft, they use perspectives and other terms. There is a danger in really just glossing over the idea that feedback, negative or positive, is important. And a rebranding doesn't really do much. But there's also a number of companies that are rethinking the entire process. And as part of that, they want employees to feel more comfortable in the process. And therefore, they feel that rethinking the words they use, replacing feedback with feed forward, reviews with connect sessions, and also having sessions more often, you know, between managers and employees actually makes for a more productive and effective workplace.
So they're trying to appeal to the younger employees who are sensitive to harsher reviews, feedback, or criticism. But do the employees need to learn how to better receive this type of constructive criticism, regardless of what you call it?
Some experts say that younger employees do need to be prepared for negative feedback. And the rebranding or replacing of a word could have a negative effect. And perhaps managers won't be as comfortable providing negative feedback if they're just thinking about this as a, you know, way to tell an employee what they've done well. So it really depends on the company and the employee.
So trying to revamp feedback into something more kinder and gentler is one thing, but is there a concern that this would eliminate honest assessments of people's work that could be useful to them?
It depends on the company and the employee. Certain companies are really revamping their entire review process, trying to make it so that employees and managers are more communicative and really addressing any issues or concerns so that they can work more productively. In some cases, if companies are just rebranding feedback with feed forward or other terms, people with whom I spoke were concerned that this is just a hollow effort and there is a possibility that younger generations won't learn about what they're doing wrong and how to improve.
So what kind of responsibility does this change to feed forward put on managers?
It really depends on the company and their, you know, mandates and what they're telling managers that they need to do. For example, at Microsoft, they don't use the term feed forward. They use the term perspectives. And, you know, instead of reviews, they use, you know, connect sessions. The manager has to meet with and communicate with their employee more often. So it definitely seems like it's probably a bigger time commitment. But, you know, it's a way in their eyes to foster a more productive working environment for both managers and employees and to fix problems sooner or unhappiness sooner.
Yeah, I guess feedback can be a little daunting to people. Where did you first hear about this?
You know, I was at a party and a friend of mine who works at a tech company was telling someone else that he was asked by his manager not to use the word feedback anymore and instead to use a different term because feedback was too negative. And people around us started laughing and rolling their eyes. So immediately I knew that if it was happening at a number of companies, that there was something to it.
What kind of pushback are you hearing from people?
You know, when I brought this story up in conversations with work contacts and even with friends, I did sometimes get an eye roll reaction. And we did speak with an expert who said that baby boomers learn to suck it up and perform. And this trend really is generational.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Alexandra Bruel. And that's it for your Money Briefing. Today's show is produced by Ariana Osperu. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Aisha Al-Muslim is our development producer. Scott Salloway and Chris Zinsley are our deputy editors. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back with a new show on Monday morning. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.